Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Avoid Being Played. The Christian church is in trouble. It has been in trouble since its inception. The Jews and then the Romans tried to shut it down. Both were unsuccessful. False teachers and teaching permeated the early church, but the truth prevailed and overcame the lies, liars, and heresies. Those who use violence as a means to an end attack the church and has caused it great distress. Then there are those who are and have used the church to further their own interests with and without the church's knowledge or consent. This practice of using others to achieve one's own ends is referred to as being played. The church, Christ's name, and parishioners have been and are still being used to do many things that are the interests of other people and the world, while the main focus is and was on covetousness and idolatry. The fact that Jesus wouldn't be used or played by others to promote their agenda or cause is widely overlooked in the scriptural text. The greatest danger facing the church is it becoming irrelevant and ineffective for the reason it was established, which is for mankind to receive salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not from the lack of possessing the truth and word of life, but by being seen as just another tool or instrument of the world to control people and to get what some people want. The task of teaching and observing the commandments of God have been forsaken for attempts to dominate and control others in the name of Christ. This has allowed the church to be dragged into and entangled into the affairs, desires, and passions of men. Men who want to control, who want to rule, who want to dominate. Men who love money, wealth, and power. Men who don't follow the teachings of Christ themselves, but who would impose them upon others if it helped them to achieve their ends. The mandate of Christ to his church is to inform and bear witness of the truth, nothing more or nothing less. People are then free to make up their own mind to accept or deny his offer of life. There was to be no tricks, no collusion, no coercion, no deals, nor anything else to force or compel people to in any manner to obey God and accept his offer of salvation. Whatever wills or whoever wills, let them come. When we fail to realize this, we leave ourselves open to being used and played. Why? Because we are relying on more than our testimony and witness to do what Christ called us to do. And because we are attempting to do more or something else other than what Christ told us to do. Today, Christianity's name has been and is currently being tarnished and its name associated with corruption, greed, injustice, politics, heartlessness, selfishness, and many other things, all because the church has been and is currently being played. The world can hardly see anything of the love, kindness, mercy, grace, holiness, and salvation the church was established to show and tell the world. What they are increasingly seeing among those who are naming the name of Christ are people trying to run and control their lives by imposing their beliefs and attitudes upon them while simultaneously denying the practical words and meaning of their faith and being used by ungodly people with their own agenda. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to the previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.